I give thanks and glory to Father God who has helped me to stand on this altar. In 1988, when there was an Olympic Games in Seoul, I registered to this church. It's been 31 years. I give thanks to Senior Pastor who has raised me with the words of life. I also give thanks to Mrs. Bong Lim Lee and other fellow pastors and elders, senior deaconesses, and all the Manmin people who pray for this church around the world. I give my sincere thanks to you all. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when you think of Father God, what do you feel? When I was a kid, my father was a school teacher. I learned, Chinese, literature. And he spanked me many times when I grew up. So whenever I thought about the term, father, I am reminded of, strictness and discipline. So I remember that I obeyed him in order not to be punished and spanked. Proverbs 13:24 says, "He who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently." When I was a kid, I didn't know there was a love of punishment in love. So I couldn't feel the love of my father greatly. Now I have a daughter, a second grader in high school. Because of the memory of my childhood, I want to be very kind, friendly, and lovely father to my daughter. That's my wish. Well, if my wife, lives her life because, she worries about my scolding, then it would be, her life would be miserable, right? I would like to have a relationship with you, not the obliged, life, but the life of love that are bound in the love of the Lord, preaching the love, words of love together. I would like to have that kind of relationship. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 says, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, if I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Job chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Remember now," which is what Eliba said, Job's friend. "Remember now, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright destroyed?" This was, Job's friend said, Well, it is a right word, right sentence, right? However, point is that in the heart of Eliphaz or Job, they didn't have love in their hearts. They were short of love. Say, you talk to someone who is under great affliction. Repent. Because of your sin, you are facing that affliction. Well, it is not expression of love, okay? You're just pointing. Between mom and daughter, have I ever said something wrong to you? If a mom said like this to her daughter, the daughter would say, "Well, what you say is right, but I don't feel good when you hear it." Sometimes we speak what is right, but those who listen to us are not ready to obey, but they just have, ill feelings against us whenever we say that. So you got to remember this. Our Lord said in Matthew 7:5, "You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." You are not perfect, but if you point others' faults with some very sharp words, then how can others accept your word as love? Well, if he can take your word as love, then, you know, if he is in that kind of level of goodness, then, you know, he would not receive that kind of affliction. 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins." Love can solve all the problems. Love is the key to all the problems. Nowadays, I, you know, make up my mind to discern everything with the Word of God, who is love itself. And I make up my mind again that if it is not a word of love, even though it is right word, I will not say it. I will control my lips. Brothers and sisters, there is a very precious diamond. But before it is, you know, taken care of, it is just a piece of rock. But once it's well, you know, polished, and then the value becomes great, the price of the rock will go up, right? There are creatures. Well, sometimes they don't look shine, okay? However, there are people who will become shiner and shiner, okay? To become shine like that, they need the process of refinement. Only those who receive that refinement will become beautiful jewels. Think about Job in the Old Testament. He was not perfect. I mean, he was perfect indeed. However, he had fear for God because he was not in the status of making perfect love and goodness. Well, if you read the this week bulletin book, in order to become a truly righteous man like Job, you got to find evil in your nature and cast it off and become a perfect man both in spirit and body. In order to make good Job perfect, in other words, to make him offer even his life, he wants to make him Father God wanted him to enter the perfect level of goodness and love. That's why Father God refined him. We are not here to acquire some perishing crown. Okay? We are here to acquire the crown of life for at least. I'm saying at least, okay? The reason we come to Mammon Church is that we want to receive the crown of gold, crown of righteousness, crown of New Jerusalem. That's why we are here. We have to find the evil nature and cast it off and be faithful in all God's house. No matter what we hear, we should become like apostles and walk this way of faith as manmin. Romans chapter 13, verse 10 says like this. So repeat after me. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Tonight, I would like to understand the love of God the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So that we can love Father God with all our heart and mind and soul and spirit. And love our neighbors, same. So that we can accomplish the law. That's the reason I deliver this message. The love of God, the love of the Lord, the love of the Holy Spirit. We got to understand their love deeply, okay? To fulfill the law by the power of love, first, we gotta engrave on our hearts the love of God who gave His only Son for us. John 3 verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. If you are parents and raised your children, you may understand this pain. What I'm saying is, you say, your children are apples of your eye, right? Even if you think like, you know, there will be no pain if you put your own child into your eyes. Now, can you forgive your child to be crucified on the cross? Can you do that? If someone comes up to you and say, I'll give you great riches, I'll make your wish come true. But let your son crucified on the cross. Can you do that? If you truly love your son, you would never do so. Even if I die, I cannot give up my own son, you would say so. However, Father God did it for me, for us, for all human beings, even for sinners who stood against God. He gave up His only begotten Son. At the moment of crucifixion, the pain that our Father God received made the sun on the sky lost its light. You know, there was earthquake and the rocks and the burst. The Father God gave up His Son to give sinners eternal life. That's why we call God the Creator, Abba Father. Through the lecture on Genesis, we learned about the providence of human cultivation and God the Creator. Why Father God created the sun? Why did He create the moon and stars, trees, grasses, flowers, animals, and countless fish in the sea? Why did He create them? He did that out of His love for me. He put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. He even gave free will to Lucifer. All this were His love for me, in order to help us receive good human cultivation and recover the image of God and enter New Jerusalem and share love together. Father God created us and gave us the human cultivation providence. But how many children can understand this love of Father God? However, many members are those who understand this love of God in the course of human cultivation. So you are truly blessed. All the things we experience now are in the process of human cultivation. Just as Job found his evil nature in his nature, we can feel the love of Father God who wants to change us. We can overcome every refinement with joy and thanks. The moment of blessing is not the moment of refinement. We regard it as God's grace. So, this moment is very precious to us, brothers and sisters in Christ. When the Second World War was about to be closed, you know, an army entered into a camp where it was supposed to have, you know, Jewish people. They found cold bodies in gas chamber. A soldier checked the camp and he found the writing. It was the hymn. We know this hymn. And the verse, the lyrics of this hymn was written on the wall of the guest chamber. His fellows died. He spent days without hope. But he wrote this on the wall without complaints. It was rather his confession for Father God's trust, love. I love you, Father. I love you, Lord. Out of his love and thanks, he wrote these lyrics. Like this, in any given moment, Father God wants his true child to feel Father God's love. And Father God wants that kind of child. If you read the Bible, there are people who understood the love of Father God and overcame the world with that love. Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Daniel, and his three friends. They were all allowed to go through the refinement of blessing so that they could love Father God with all their lives. Sometimes there were people who used fleshly thoughts for a while. Some people used the fleshly thought. If you think of Moses, it's written in Jude. The devil and Michael argued over the course of Moses. Moses was more humble than anybody on the face of the earth. He was able to see the face of God. But the devil argued that he was a murderer. They argued over the course of Moses. Some people use fleshly thoughts when they read the parts about Abraham. And they said, Abraham tried to kill his own son. But he was the father of faith when we see him with the eyes of faith. Look at people around you. Using fleshly thoughts. Look at your wife. Look at your husband. Now, look at them with the eyes of spirit. They are the beings who have Holy Spirit, Holy God in their hearts. They are very precious beings. You may, some use harsh language to them with fleshly thought. However, if you have the eyes of spirit, you can find the being who has Holy Spirit in their heart. You have Holy Spirit in your heart, but they also have Holy Spirit in their hearts too. Don't be a fool who judge others with fleshly thoughts. But thoughts of spiritual thought, think of all the forefathers. You know, in the eyes of God, David was after the heart of God. I hope you can have such spiritual eyes. Since you have them, you are so blessed. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are all manmin. Manmin is a very biblical church that prays fervently, like the early church, by the help of God the Creator and the Lord and the Holy Spirit. I believe when we pray before God the Creator. We pray in the name of the Lord. We pray in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, by the help of the Holy Spirit. We pray only before Father God, in the name of the Lord. We just don't pray. We pray in the name of the Lord, by the help of the Holy Spirit. Manmin is the church that was built in the will and providence of Father God in this end time. That's our will. That's our mission. We don't come to Manmin Church to go to paradise. Our goal is New Jerusalem. That's why we undergo all kind of refinement with joy and thanks to go to New Jerusalem. That's why we are Manmin tonight, right? That's what I believe. Through the message of cross, so many people can feel the love of Father God, of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit. This church manifests signs and wonders. This church preached the gospel and explained to them that there are many different houses in heaven. There is New Jerusalem in heaven. And there are many different kinds of and levels of crowns. In the Bible, there are crowns in the Bible. However, what is the gold crown? What is the crown of life? Who can receive them? And who can enter such a beautiful house in heaven? What kind of heart should we possess? All this are well explained so that we can go to New Jerusalem. That's how we learn the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Why Father God becomes God the Trinity? Free wills are given to the high archangels. All these were well explained in this church so that we can have hope for New Jerusalem. As we live as a Christian on this earth, there is heaven and hell. If you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can go to heaven. So, okay, I go to church. I go to church on Sunday. But that's not it. Why should we go to church? We gotta know the reason. You and I learn it. And Father God explained it to us through our shepherd. In this end time, Father God set up this Manmin Church in this end time so that countless souls around the world accomplish the sanctification of heart and acquire a sincere heart in full assurance of faith to enter New Jerusalem and become beautiful brides of the Lord. Dear, this is the church. Brothers and sisters, I have a dream. That's the dream that everyone that I know of become Christians by believing in Jesus Christ. My dream is those that I love have their spirit and soul prosperous and become healthy both in spirit and body. I have dream that I can become sanctified and be faithful in all God's house and eventually and finally go to beautiful New Jerusalem in heaven. That's my dream. This Manmin Church has dream that is given by Father God. gospel of sanctification, world national evangelization, and world mission, and the building of the grand sanctuary in this end time of human cultivation. Just as Joseph made all those dreams come true, we may be refined. We may face some hardships. However, Father God will help us to make all our dreams come true. An eagle is the king of birds. The reason? Those eagles are different from other birds. When there is typhoon, normal birds go away. However, eagles rather soar high above the typhoon. When the wind's getting stronger and stronger, eagle is usually soar up higher. From high up there, looking down on the face of the earth. Since eagles live like this, they are called kings of birds. Those who receive overflowing grace of God live the life of an eagle. Father God chose us. Father God refines us to give us blessing. When we have this love engraved in our heart, then we can overcome all kinds of refinement, and we will come out with even greater faith. Brothers and sisters, who loves us most? That is our Father God, the Creator. 1 John 4:8 says, "The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love." How much do we understand that love? You are truly blessed if you think and remember the love of Father God, who loves you, who treasures you, who meditates on that love every day and night. Why does Lord love me? Why does God love me? Why God loves me? Why did the Lord love me and took the cross? Why does the Holy Spirit come to my heart and stay with me, dwelling in my heart and love me? If you think about it, meditate on it, pray for it, and feel that love deeply in our heart. And when you can fill your heart with that love, you are truly blessed. When we feel that love, the moment cannot be compared to any kind of happiness of the world. Your friends, entertainment of the world, TV, fame, honor, wealth, they cannot come to your heart. However, if that love cools down, you naturally look at the world again. You may have pride of life, lust of the eyes. So what do you have in your heart? I strongly believe that your heart is full of love of Father God and hope for a new Jerusalem right now. To fulfill the law with the power of love, second, we gotta imprint the love of the Lord who gave His life for us on our hearts. We were supposed to struggle in the fire of hell. However, our Lord took the cross. He was the only begotten Son of God, the Creator. But He forsook the glory of heaven, but came down for sinners. Since His heart was united as the heart of Father God, who loved us, He became the atoning sacrifice and took all the sufferings. He was poor to make us rich. He was flogged to give us health. He wore the crown of thorns to give us crowns of heaven. He was nailed on His hands and feet, and He shed blood so that we could be forgiven of our sins. For me, for us, for all human beings, our Lord gave His life. We gotta feel that love in our heart. And we have to remember His face on the cross and His eyes of love, and spread that love of the Lord to all over the world. There was a member in another church. He stole a money from offertory box, and that was spotted by one senior deaconess. That man couldn't do anything, but he left with the money in his hand. After that man left, the senior deaconess tried to, you know, organize that offertory box. An elder who was in charge of the church finance saw that. "You're the one who took money from the offertory box. You're the one who stole it." He accused of her as a sinner. Because of that, her children couldn't come to church. They went to other church. But Senior Deaconess asked the church, and she said, "There is the word of life in this church. Where can I go? Please, please allow me to give service even outside the window of this sanctuary. Let me stay in this church." She begged like this, so she was able to give service outside the sanctuary window. Later, there was a revival meeting in the church. During that revival meeting, so many people received the fire of the Holy Spirit, and they decided to repent. They repent of their past sins. There was one man who stole money from the offertory box. Thanks to the grace of Father God, a spirit of repentance came upon him. Shedding tears, he said, "When I stole money from the box, that senior deaconess came to me and took care of the man, and she was wrongfully accused. Now, I would like to repent before Father God, before church, before that senior deaconess, and for you. Please forgive me." That senior deaconess is innocent. Then, here and there among the congregation, thanks to the grace of the Holy Spirit, they started to repent. They repented of judging that senior deaconess or not taking care of the man's. "It's my fault. It's my fault." They repented like this, here and there, inside the church. They hugged each other. They repented of their past sins. They also repented of not taking care of brothers. As written in 1 John chapter 3, verses 17 to 18 say, "But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him?" We gotta take care of our brothers in need. So the members of the church repented like that. Then that church became like the early church the Father God is pleased. So the children of senior deaconess came back to church, and the church experienced great revival, and the senior deaconess was greatly respected. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12 says, "No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us." If we love one another, repeat after me, God abides in us. When does God abide in us? When we love one another. When we love one another, God abides in us. And our family love each other. Then God abides in our family, in this church, when we love one another. And all the problems are gone, the enemy, devil, and Satan go away, and the grace of God comes upon us. Then we can become all happy, joyful, have our spirit and soul prosperous, all time protected. For ourselves, we gotta love each other. For our family, we gotta love one another. Inside church, we gotta love one another. Then God can abide in us, and the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot come near us. And we will receive such blessing from God. To fulfill the law with the power of love. Third, we have to engrave on our hearts the love of the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who came into our hearts. If you read the Acts chapter 2, Holy Spirit came down onto those who gathered there. John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17 says, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him because He abides with you and will be in you." This is what the Lord said. Jesus opened the way of salvation by becoming an atoning sacrifice. He reconciled us with Father God, and He ascended into heaven. Then Father God sent another Helper, the Holy Spirit. We were forgiven of sins, and we now have a chance to become a righteous man. However, we are not righteous men yet. We have a way to become righteous men. But Father God knew that we were little short of to become a righteous man. Father God sent Jesus to this earth and confirmed His love through His crucifixion. After the Lord's ascension into heaven, Father God sent the Holy Spirit to us, and He confirmed His love once again. The Holy Spirit is the heart of our Father God, and He is love itself. Then how can the Holy Spirit help us? May 1993, there was a revival meeting in Manmin Central Church. And that revival meeting was based on John 16:8, which our Lord said, "And He, when He comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." The Holy Spirit helps us to find our sin, repent, destroy the wall between us and Father God, and receive answer as we pray. That's the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the Helper. So He helps us. He warns us when we try to take the world. He helps us repent of our sin, such as not believing in God the Creator, not loving Father God, not having complete trust in God. He also helps us discern all the works of the body and sins leading to death. He mourns in our heart. So, when we are about to take the world, we can feel the mourning of the Holy Spirit so we can turn back from the world. But if we don't obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, we cannot overcome the world. In my church, there was a man who didn't quit smoking and drinking. His wife once said to me and asked me to help him quit smoking and drinking. So I prayed for it and visited him. And I asked him a question. When we accept Jesus Christ and repent, Father God gives the Holy Spirit to our heart. Now, if you drink or smoke, the Holy Spirit in your heart will struggle, right? Because of the smoke from the cigarettes, the Holy Spirit will struggle. Pray, Holy Spirit, I want to drink, I want to smoke. Can I drink it? Can I smoke? Ask Him. Should I drink it? Can I? Can I smoke it? Ask the Holy Spirit. And if you are inspired to be inspired that it will be okay to smoke or drink, then smoke and drink. Later, the man came to me and he said, I quit smoking and drinking. But he asked me a favor. Please pray for my wife. My wife watches YouTube too much. She's watching what she's not supposed to watch. What should I do? Please advise her. My Holy Spirit mourns for her. Please help her. So once again, I prayed again and visited his wife. When you see and hear the untruth that Father God hates, ask the Holy Spirit whether you could do that. And remember how much the Holy Spirit mourns for you in your heart. Think about that. That's what I said to her. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 says, do not quench the Holy Spirit. We got to remember this. You should never judge or condemn or make synagogue of Satan in the church and repeat the untruth so that later we are out of and boundary of the Word of God. We should never do that. 1 Corinthians 4, 6 says, now, these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, so that in us you may learn not to exceed what is written, so that no one of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against one another, one against the other. We are so thankful because we can act according to what we learned from our senior pastor. How thankful I am for you. Manmin does what the Bible teaches. At least, if you're in the at least second level of faith, you try so hard to live by the Bible. If the Bible says don't do it, then we don't do it. When the Bible says, keep it, then we keep it. However, in the second level of faith, in the second level of faith, you work so hard to keep every word found in the Bible, right? But you and I are not in the second level. At least, we are, what level? Third? Crown of life? No, no, no. We aim to enter New Jerusalem by casting off the evil nature in us. We have that aim. We have that goal. By casting off such evil nature and enter New Jerusalem. That's why we gather in the church. John 14:26. Let's read what the Lord said to us. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. That's right. The Holy Spirit dwells in our heart, teaches everything by the truth, help us remember everything, and bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. For that, the Holy Spirit reminds us of all the words of the Bible. Like our senior pastor, you have to read and meditate on the Word of God. Senior pastor, you know, wanted us to read the Bible and memorize the Bible verses. That's why we have, you know, a verse for every day on the back of the weekly bulletin book. So that we can live by the Word of God, making the Bible as our standard of life. Senior pastor delivered the messages based on the Bible, not referring to any kind of, you know, books, you know, published in the world, or by, you know, reciting the good verses of the good people. Our senior pastor has delivered those messages only based on the Bible. In my church, on Wednesday, I lead in a praise and worship service. But when I deliver a message based on what I prepare, well, there is a great difference between senior pastor and me, right? One big thing is that senior pastor, for example, don't hate. He explains about that verse, right? And senior pastor testifies how he cast off hatred. If it is the word of Ten Commandments, senior pastor explains, you know, how he obeyed the word and, you know, kept the word. But I testify my effort to love and casting off hatred. So there is a difference. One day, for sure, there will be one day that I cast off all hatred and deliver that kind of message. One day, I saw a member cleaning a restroom. I wanted to say thank you, but I was reminded of a verse in the Bible. Don't love with only with tongues and words, but with deeds and truthfulness. So, I gave a portion of money to him. This is not a money from a pastor, but it is the token of God's love and his heart. Accept it. And I felt joy. So whenever I was urged with the Holy Spirit's inspiration, I gave some pocket money to people. So the members in my church also imitated what I was doing. So beginning with a cup of coffee, they showed their a token of love to express their heart of love. So my church is in very good mood. Well, now I am very, good at giving instead of receiving. Now, one day I came to Seoul to go to Friday All Night Service. Someone called me behind me, Pastor. He was selling a coffee and toast. He called me to give me a cup of coffee and toast. So I took his, offer. And I prayed for him, and I ate them. On my way to church, I was reminded of my childhood, and I cried. Well, I was very shy, but, I also was kind of, like in a Scrooge. But now I am richer, and I feel more abundance in my heart. I used to like free things I wanted to receive better than, giving. But now, as I try to live by the word of God and obey it, such a heart of Scrooge becomes changed. And now, I can give thanks to Father God for that. The Lord said in Luke 16:10, He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. When we obey the voice of the Holy Spirit for even a trivial thing, then Father God will give us even greater strength so that we can bear the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit and even to the point of giving up our life for the Lord. Let me conclude this message. Love has the great power that makes the impossible possible. Especially the love of Father, of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit are amazing. That love made this impossible man become a man of strength. A fisherman, like a fisherman, tax collector, Mary Magdalene, those who were uneducated, those who were sinners, those who are sick, completely changed after they felt the love of the Lord. And they became the instruments of God's glory after the Lord's ascension. That's the power of God's love, Lord's love, and Holy Spirit's love. If you can give your life, that's the highest level of love. And those who have this kind of love have one characteristic. That is, they receive the power. Father God, think about Moses. He even wanted to blot his name from the book of life to save Israelites. Apostle Paul showed his love and said he could be disconnected from Christ only to save his brethren. Our senior pastor still prays with love and faith to accomplish the providence of Father God in this end time. He said in this altar that, he could even go to hell to save our members. He still prays with that kind of heart and love. Our Lord, our senior pastor, Moses, and Apostle Paul have one characteristic. They loved Father God more than anything. They loved souls more than anything. And they received the power from Father God. Everything begins with one step. We all want to follow the footsteps of the Lord and apostles carrying our own cross. As we took one step and another step, then we will reach the level of love where we can give our own love for sinners. Then we can receive and manifest the power of God on this earth and enter New Jerusalem eventually. Brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, the blessing that Father God has given to us since 2018 is based on Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Father God wants us to love Father God foremost of all and love neighbors as we love ourselves. Imprint that love of Father God, of the Lord, and of the Holy Spirit in your hearts. And I hope you can reach the level of the old fathers who can give up their lives. This church is the church of holiness, where it can help you find and discover your evil nature and cast it off. This church is built in the providence of human cultivation. I hope that Father God's blessing will be with this church forever until the moment, last moment. I pray in the name of the Lord that you accomplish the love that fulfills the law that is written in Romans chapter 10, chapter 13, verse 10. I hope all mommy members will fulfill the law with love. Accomplish the providence of Father God who set up this mommy church. And shine like the sun forever in New Jerusalem and dwell in the God's glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.